Turning to tonight's concert, a duo who have recently released a very nice album together. They're going to bring that to life on the stage of the Queen Elizabeth Hall tonight. Archie Shepp, we'll speak about him in a moment. But Joachim Kuhn, a German piano player, and in fact one of the most important, I think, European jazz artists, certainly German jazz artists, someone who brought the free music tradition back to Germany in the 60s and 70s.
Back to Germany because he went to America in the first place. He was one of the few European musicians who actually went to New York in the 60s, saw the likes of Archie Shepp and Cecil Taylor, was inspired by them, brought that fire back, and then started to develop it in his own right.
Right, well, they're calling us in there. We're going to have to go in and watch the gig very briefly. There's so much we could say about Archie Shepp. I know you've spent some time with him this afternoon. Was he on form?
Definitely on form, and more to the point, has a great rapport with Joachim.
Right.
A duo lives or dies on the rapport between the musicians. They have to have that chemistry, and I think they've got it.
And as I said at the start of the program, I mean, obviously most people immediately think of Archie Shepp as this guy who's sort of involved with the kind of vanguard of free music in the 60s.
The but angry actually, young man.
Yeah, but for me, actually, some of the most interesting work, some of the albums I love the most are actually where he's either been playing with vocalists like Abby Lincoln or Karen Krog, or in these sort of paired back settings. He's recorded a series of duets over the years with piano players.
Horace Parlan, Abdul Ibrahim. Basically, he's a romanticist as well as an angry young man. He's always had that tenderness, that quality, and I think it's probably even more pronounced when he plays a ballad these days.
Okay, well, Kevin, time to grab our seats. We'll talk again after the concert, so let's go now to the stage of the Queen Elizabeth Hall for a very special duo. On piano, Joachim Kuhn, and on tenor saxophone, Archie Shepp.
Thank you very much. We're going to begin with a piece written by Joachim. It's entitled Transmitting.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tenor saxophone player Archie Shepp and pianist Joachim Kuhn with their version of my all-time favourite Ornette Coleman tune, Lonely Woman, recorded at the Queen Elizabeth Hall at the London Jazz Festival 2011. And we'll have the rest of Archie and Joachim's set very soon, but before that, earlier today, Jazz on 3's Kevin Legendre met up with the pair.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Queen Elizabeth Hall, welcome to the London Jazz Festival. It's a real pleasure to have you here. First, an obvious question is, when did you two gentlemen actually meet? When did you first meet each other?
I said we met at 75, played one time in Finland, but I know him, of course, much longer. And I've been a fan of Archie Shepp since my childhood, since I heard him with Cecil Taylor. And now it just recently happens that we have a chance to meet and play.
We've known each other for quite a while, and we never had a chance to perform together until recently when we did the recording, and we've been making some gigs since that time.
The whole duet. Format is something which is relevant to both of you as individuals because you've played many duets with different partners over the years.
Specifically, Horace Parlan, we spent about 10 years together. So.
And there's been Mal Waldron.
And Mal Waldron as well, of course, yeah.
Abdullah Ibrahim, Siegfried Kessler.
Yeah. You might say, yeah.
So let's talk about the duet format and the specific nature of it. Joachim.
Well, duet is always, I think, the most demanding, because when you play solo, you don't have to worry about nothing. And when you play with a drummer and a rhythm section, you don't have to worry about nothing. But in duet, you have to pay attention all the time. I'm always listening to Archie's, what he's playing. I never listen to myself playing. And so far, so good. It seems to fit very well, and it's a nice energy level also there. It's not like easygoing. It's, you know, it's fire. Also, I think it's a spiritual thing. It's sometimes, you know, you get really so high of the music that you are in the sky almost, and especially Archie's sound. I still love it since the first day I heard it.
Joachim mentioned fire as a word that he associated with you from seeing you that first time in New York, and you recorded the album Fire Music, one of the key entries in the whole Impulse Records catalogue, and that's become synonymous with what people refer to as the new thing, the avant-garde, new music, etc. How do you look back on that period now in the year 2011? A lot of musicians say that when they get older, they feel that they can say more, sometimes with less, that you can sometimes put all of the necessary emotion and the beauty just into a few notes. How do you feel about that? Depends who's paying you. I was about, it depends on the notes. Rise into the challenge. He was fighting back.
I just think we are not old enough yet to play slow.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Kevin Legendre in conversation with Archie Shepp and Joachim Kuhn. And let's hear the rest of their set now, recorded at the Queen Elizabeth Hall as part of this 2011 London Jazz Festival. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Joaquin Coon. And to one and all the Archie Shep. Thank you for this. We thank you very much. Always a real gas to get here to London, one of the most beautiful cities here in Europe, and we always have a very lovely audience. Thank you so very much.
The tenor saxophone of Archie Shep. and the piano of Joachim Kuhn, recorded for Jazz on 3 at the Queen Elizabeth Hall, the 2011 London Jazz Festival. Kevin Legendre has joined me again. Kevin, we spoke earlier on about Archie's reputation for the fire, but also for his beautiful interpretations of standards and of songs. And I think for me, the interesting thing about the gig tonight was the way that he brought those two things together, actually, in the same moment. A kind of, he never broke into a sweat, he sat down throughout, but yet there was this kind of restrained power at times.
Controlled fire.
Yeah,
I think very much so. At times there were a lot of notes and quite a lot of dissonance, but it was also very melodic and very sensual. So definitely those two strands were entwining.
And in some senses, these guys come from very different backgrounds. Archie sort of steeped in the blues, Joachim Kuhn coming out of the European classical tradition, and yet the music works very well together.
Well, I think probably the common denominator between the two of them is Cecil Taylor. I think that Joachim Kuhn is heavily influenced by Cecil, and obviously that's a part of Archie Shepp's history as well. And if you wanted to be a little bit glib, you could say at times it was almost as if Joachim was playing Cecil style with changes and chords, and Archie was jumping right into that. And I think that's where they meet. Because let's not forget that Joachim Kuhn was in New York in the early 60s as well, and he soaked up the new thing too. So that's his part of his vocabulary as well.